In the words of legendary artist Bobby Brown, it's my prerogative. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And now
welcome to episode 60 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I'm Pete, sitting across from me. It's not really next to me anymore. It's more across now. is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How you doing tonight?
Doing good.
It's been a while.
It has.
I think the kids say it's been a minute. For good reasons, yeah, that we'll get into. But I think everybody is dying to know what's in that bottle.
I feel like you specifically chose this wine because it is a very difficult name to say.
Mm. Not really difficult. I chose it because it needs to be drunk.
It's a Sangiovese Cabernet Sauvignon blend. It's from Poggio al Tufo.
Oh, look at that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow? Really? Oh, it's hard because I really can't see it. My eyes are like, ah. And from Roma Piccolo. Piccolo. Piccolo.
Rompicolo.
Rompicolo. Okay. All right. So, yeah. That's what it is. It's from Tuscany.
Yeah. So,
I haven't had it yet. Let me take a drink.
Yeah, the winery is Tomasi, and we've had this one before. It's
oh, that's good. I should have opened that while you were.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't know, right? We don't have them marked very well. That's one of my projects.
Yes. No, it's good
definitely
though.
One of my soon projects. So
yes.
But I think we need to kick it off, though. It's been like a week and a half since we recorded. Maybe more. I don't remember. But we were going to record.
Week and a half, because it was right after New Year's. It was New Year's Day.
Okay, so we were going to, or New Year's Eve even.
No, maybe. It wasn't New Year's Eve.
It was New Year's Day?
Yeah, it was okay. New Year's Day.
Well, we were going to record right away.
Yeah.
Like, another episode. And then I was struggling.
Yes.
And just couldn't bring myself to do it. So
yeah, so
people haven't heard any of your views from the couch for like a week and a half.
Well, I mixed things up a little bit.
Oh boy.
So, you know my love for Gilmore Girls.
Do people need to be seated for this?
You might want to sit down. I haven't watched Gilmore Girls in like 2 weeks.
Wow.
I know.
Is Netflix going to cancel it now?
They might cancel it because I'm pretty sure I was the one keeping it going. So Linda, our patron, said I needed to try Atypical. It's another Netflix show. And she said that I couldn't watch Gilmore Girls. I had to go to Atypical because in my morning I have 2 hours where I watch my Gilmore Girls and then I start all my Bravo and reality shows. Why? I don't know. It's just what I do. So I started Atypical and the first couple episodes. So it's, it's about a family. And they have a son who's 18, who's autistic. And then they have a daughter who is, she was 15 at the start of the show. And it's a suburban family and the struggles of just life in general and having an autistic child that is functional, but just like the trials and tribulations of his life and what he has to deal with being autistic in everyday life. So in high school, nonetheless, I mean, high school is hard enough as it is, but so anyway, so the first couple episodes were a little much. There was a lot of strong language, some uncomfortable topics about teenagers and having, you know, relations.
And urges.
Urges. And I was just like, not that I'm like some like, you know, prude or anything like that, but it's still like, it was just uncomfortable for me.
Thank goodness we didn't decide to watch it as a family.
Well, Daniel was in the room, but he was asleep during it and was on his phone during it. So I was kind of like, maybe that might have added to the uncomfortableness of it. But once I got past, but Linda's like, go to episode 3. And then if you don't like 3, then you don't stop. So I did what I did. I told her, and I actually, then it like kind of calmed down as far as like the language. And you know me, I don't like swearing, like unnecessary swearing and stuff.
Well,
I swear. I do swear. I'm not going to say that I don't. I do 100%. But it's, and I'm, you know, I talk like it's, I'm weird about it. I don't know.
You are weird about it because I'm going to just make sure that you understand when you swear, it is unnecessary.
Oh, I know. I know. I do.
As a matter of fact, all swearing
is unnecessary. It is. It is. And I do swear, I'm upset.
I like to do it.
I know. But I don't. And when I do, I don't like myself when I do it. But I do it. I do. 100%. I'm fully aware of that. And so it's kind of like, But
it's got some good actors in it, right? Michael Rapaport.
Yep. And
From Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
And then the
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah, Jennifer Jason Leigh. That's who it is. She's the mom in it. It's kind of weird to see her as a mom. You know, it's like, oh, your mom.
Well,
she grew up. But anyway,
she was doing uncomfortable teenage things in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
So after episode 3, then I started to enjoy it, and I basically binged it. I gave up. Like, I was watching it so much, like, I wasn't watching my Bravo shows because I wanted to get through that. And so there's 2 seasons of it, and I've binged watched it and finished all 2 seasons of it. And then I went on to, and I enjoyed it. And so if you're looking for, you know, and it actually brings a lot of awareness and, like, kind of makes you realize stuff, and it was good. I very much enjoyed it. So, highly recommend. I think it's 2 seasons, or is it just 1? No, pretty sure it's 2. Yeah, pretty sure 2. And then I started watching The Marvelous Miss Maisel. That's how we decided it was supposed to be. Maisel.
Well, she says it that way.
Right.
Yeah, I got a text from Rob.
Yeah.
Telling me that I was saying it incorrectly.
It's Maisel.
Right, and that you had it right. And I'm like,
is that what I said at first was Maisel?
No, you said Mabel.
Oh, that's right. I just said Mabel.
So I told him, I'm like, I might have it wrong.
Yeah, I did say Mabel.
Having never seen it, but I definitely know.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't Mabel.
No, it wasn't. Maisel. Yeah, so Miss Maisel. And that was Basil. Very good. But I just realized, so I've been watching that for a couple days now. I started with season 2. I didn't know I wasn't on season 1. I was like, I was kind of thinking like, wow, they kind of just jump into this whole storyline. They should have did the lead up to it. Yeah, they did in season 1. I'm in season 2. So now do I go back and watch season 1?
Of course you do.
Like, I know what happens. Or do I stop watching season 2 and go to season 1 now?
Yes.
Okay. I was kind of mad at myself for that.
Well, that's one of the weird things about the way Amazon shows work. It jumps right to the latest stuff.
The current season, yeah.
It does do that because I had paused. Like, I was watching Man in the High Castle.
Right.
On Amazon, which is a alternative kind of historical fiction. What if basically the Axis powers had won World War II?
Right.
So the United States is more or less run on the West Coast by the Japanese, and then there's like a neutral zone, and then it's all German the other side, right? And Hitler's alive and all that jazz. So I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the point being, I just want to make sure I got the plot out there. the point being that I had kind of paused it.
Yeah.
After
you were in that for a while.
Yeah, after like a couple episodes into season 2, just because it's difficult to watch because there's subtitles.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So even on the treadmill, that's tough. I shouldn't be reading while on the treadmill. So I had paused it, and I can't really watch it while working because there's subtitles,
right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
And I went to pick it back up one day because I had the time to watch an episode, and I'm like, what is this? Season 3.
Yeah. So, all right. So I should go back and watch season. Don't finish in season 2. Go back and do season 1.
I think so.
Okay. All right.
I've only watched snippets of it with you, but yeah, I think it's pretty funny.
It is funny. I enjoy it. I really have been enjoying it. So,
well, and Linda, didn't she just win an award?
Yeah, she won. And she won last year, too.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure she won last year, too.
Mrs. Maisel.
Mrs. Maisel. Whatever, and,
whoever she is.
And like Linda won't watch it though, because she doesn't like period pieces like that. So I'm on my own with this one. So she'll be mad at me because she told me I couldn't watch any more of those until I watched my Bravo shows. So sorry, Linda. I've been kind of. She's very regimented on my show watching.
She's a little dictatorial.
Very, but I did catch up on a lot of my Bravo shows. It's all this, you know, fighting, drinking.
Do you think it's because she's a patron, so she kind of thinks she owns you?
Pretty much. So, but yeah, so got some new shows. Pretty proud of myself, but I have to admit, I miss my Gilmore Girls. I do.
You could just. I mean, you could probably just do the lines starting at episode one and just go straight through.
I could. I do know them a lot. I do. But I won't. But yeah. So yeah, some new shows. Pretty good about that. And I'm back on the treadmill.
All right.
You've taken over. Taking Michaela again in the morning. I only did it two mornings, though. I didn't do it this morning because something came up with work. And then it was just a mess after that. So, but I'm back on the treadmill. So I'm watching my Kimmy Schmidt. So that's good. And also, I need to get back on the treadmill because Grace and Frankie's coming back in a couple weeks. So I need to finish Kimmy so I can go. So when Gracie and Frankie come back, I can binge watch that season because we left them when they were like riding off in a golf cart. So what's going to happen? So, yeah.
Like Thelma and Louise
riding a golf cart? I mean, they were breaking out of the senior citizen home. It was pretty.
And that's Jane Fonda.
That's Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin. Okay. Yeah. And what about, I mean, that's not all that long to watch those. It shouldn't be. You're doing, what are they, an hour maybe?
Yeah, they're 30 minutes. Yeah. So I basically watch an episode per. But because they're actually like a little shorter, so like 25 minutes. And like I start my walk before I start the show. So I'm always stopping in the middle of an episode.
I guess the point, well, I can't do that, but I would have problems. more problems.
Why don't I just go an extra few minutes and finish a show? Yeah. But see,
that's psycho.
Well, that's psycho because then the next time you're going to get through 25 minutes of one and then you're going to start the next one and you're going to have 5 minutes and then what, am I going to go another 20 minutes? I mean, that's just crazy talk.
That's not the direction I was heading, though, with my question.
Okay, sorry.
What I was going to say is, why not stop? Since those, I mean, there's not that many of those shows, right, at this point. So why not stop Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, Linda's got like a whole nother.
And then you could watch Mrs. Maisel on the treadmill, like once you get past.
Because I got Kimmy still has like a whole nother season of Kimmy.
I don't know what that means.
Kimmy Schmidt. So there's like another. I think they were like 15 episodes.
Oh, that's a
lot
for Netflix.
Yeah, it was a lot for Netflix. Yeah, she's got a lot. I was pretty impressed. Like maybe 10, yeah, I think 12, 15. And then Grace and Frankie are 12, I think, or something, 10 or 12. So, I mean, you got a good month out there.
Well, and that's assuming you're consistent, right?
I hope to be. I want to be. But life happens, and so, yeah.
Looks like there's 52 total episodes for Kimmy Schmidt.
So there's four.
So it's about 13.
About 13 per. Yeah. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, now that we understand your logic behind it.
Now you understand the logic. And like I said, I like half hours on the treadmill, even though when the crown, there wasn't a new, I don't know if the crown's coming back. Because usually that's a December release. And there wasn't one this year. So I know there was talk about The Crown not coming back. Like, they're changing up the actors in The Crown because, like, she's getting older and the queen, like, the actress isn't getting older fast enough. And so.
That would be what the Google is for.
I know. But anyway, so, yeah. But actually, I like half-hour shows on the treadmill.
I was just listening to somebody talk about this, about The Crown.
It wasn't me?
No. Oddly.
Yeah. So anyway, right. So that's me.
Cool.
How about you?
Well, it's been up and down, and more up now and lately, but I had kind of just a rough mental start to the year. And training was kind of becoming a slog my eating has just been off for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
Like I'll have fits and spurts, but not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Oddly, I mean, like I gained some, but not like a ridiculous amount. On the road trip, I gained a ridiculous amount, but that, I'm just swollen. So right. I did a road trip to try to get my head right. And yep. So I've never traveled alone when it wasn't business related. And so this was something that I asked if I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove down to Huntsville, Alabama, and had a great time in terms of, I struggled for a few days, but eventually I kind of found a rhythm and kind of just had some, I don't know, I don't want to say epiphany. Although I listen, my friends, the two Gomers,
uh-huh.
Epiphany is Anthony's thing. I feel like I'd be stealing it.
Oh, no. We already have one restraining order. We can't, right. We can't get more stuff after us.
But the point being that I needed to just work through some things. And battling right. this depression stuff has been a beast. Just trying to understand what I need to do to keep it at bay and
mm-hmm.
Like kind of how it impacts me day to day. And I have, even if you're home alone, you don't you're still in your house. There's a routine, right. Like you got to break that in my head. I had to, and I did. So I went down there. I worked still. You know, I'm lucky enough to have a job where I could work remotely. And so I did my job the entire time.
Right.
And I was gone about a week total.
Yes.
Got on the road on a Tuesday, came back on a Tuesday. So got on the road New Year's Day. We must have recorded New Year's Eve.
No, you got on the road. No, because we took the kids back on the 2nd.
Oh, the 2nd. Yes. That's right. We recorded on the 1st. I left on the 2nd. So it must have been
Wednesday.
Yeah. And then I came back Tuesday.
Correct.
So
week.
But a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the end, it helped, right? Yeah. And I got to do some cool things, like the Airbnb that I was staying at. That was the sump pump.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think anybody else heard it, but we did. So there's a rocket center.
Right.
You know, a space and rocket center. And there's Saturn V rockets that I could see out the window.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool view.
Yeah. I didn't document a lot of the trip because that was kind of part of it. Like, I put on social, but not much.
Maybe
when I chucked in at the...
When you saw the rocket. Yeah.
Maybe the Huntsville thing.
Yeah,
the Rocket Center thing.
Yep. Yeah, so, but other than that, no, you weren't online.
And I tried to break away from who I am. Like, I didn't, other than getting an Airbnb, knowing, like, my final destination.
Right.
Knowing, that there's, I mean, I knew there was a rocket center.
Yeah.
You know, a space center there, right? There's a NASA piece also there, mm-hmm. right? Like, I knew that, right? There's three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the three, and they do the payload, so like the experiments, right, okay. are run out of Huntsville. So okay. there's a lot of coordinating, right, with Houston and, you know, Kennedy. So pretty cool stuff, right?
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, I didn't plan. Normally, I'm looking up, like, where to eat.
Right.
What meals to do. And I just got in the car and drove and then would come across, like, a Mexican restaurant in a converted bus and stop and eat. I did have places to run because I did talk to Kathy, who lives in Huntsville and is in
sub 30, right?
In sub 30, yeah. And I met up with her for, you know, one beer maybe Sunday night.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
Like, other than that, like, I just was winging it. And it was great. The running was okay. My long run didn't go well there.
Yeah.
Me and dogs.
You don't have good luck with dogs. Like, you love dogs, but I don't feel like they really like you that much.
I think they do. Cause so like this one was my fault. I was in a zone thinking, I was like really into the podcast that I was listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of thinking too. I multitask while I run, I guess. And I was zoned out.
Not good.
I was completely zoned out. It's a busy trail. And a big dog wanted my attention, and I didn't acknowledge the dog, right?
Yeah.
And whatever I was doing, the way I was moving, what I had on, whatever the reason was, I needed to pay attention to him right there and then. And he just started going nuts and barking and charged me.
Yeah.
Well, then I notice, right? And so then I try to move, and I hit the edge of the path, and I jam. I don't know if it was jam, twist, roll, right. whatever. My ankle hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm like on the ground, and the dog is just like all over me to get me to pet him. And if I would have if I'd have been paying attention, right. I would have seen that the dog was wagging the tail.
Right.
Like the bark wasn't like it was no bared teeth, no right. ears
it was
down.
It was friendly.
Yeah, he just wanted attention.
Yeah.
Right. So if I would have been paying, like, this is my fault, right? The owner felt terrible. Like, yeah. Oh, he never does that. And I'm like, look, I wasn't paying attention. He wanted attention. He wanted some pets.
Yeah.
And he was going to get it. So that hurt. And that kind of, it just threw a damper on things. Right.
Right.
I tried to run and I got about a quarter mile after that. And, you know.
Well, you got to be careful.
Right. So. And then I was just kind of in a rut about running in a way, but everything else started clicking for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a lot better. Came, you know, through Kentucky on the way home and visited our friends Dan and Dana.
Yeah.
And Dana asked me a question that I actually wrote a blog about. If you go to fatmanchronicles.com, you can read it. I'll summarize it, though, for those who hate to read or can't. But basically, she asked me if running gives me clarity.
Right.
And I jumped at it as running as therapy. Those are two different things. And that's kind of what I work through in the blog, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think that running is good therapy for me. But I do believe it provides me clarity.
Okay.
Which could help in terms of being therapeutic, possibly. But it's not like I don't get done with a run and go, oh, thank God, my depression's gone.
Right.
Right? That's not... It's just not what happens.
No.
But it helps. It helps me.
With your head, like just clear your head out.
Right. And right. Which is why you don't like me to not run with headphones.
Right. Because like today your headphones ran out of juice and all of a sudden you had like these million ideas to do. And that's just, you know, nothing good comes from that.
You never know. I mean, it did come up with this podcast. Oh, you're right. Nothing good.
Nothing good comes from that. So
I will be reminded of that. So anyway, my tempo runs, though, this week have been better once I got back out there.
Yeah.
I have to split up my 18 miler this weekend.
Which would have been your longest consecutive,
right? Right. So that'll have to wait till next Friday.
Friday when you're going to do that.
Right. We'll go and I'll do that maybe on the lakefront, hopefully, if the weather is good. I'd like to do that on the lakefront and, you know, go out there maybe late morning.
Right.
So time it so that when I got back, we could
start drinking.
Well, no, shower.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Maybe nap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That too.
You could be drinking already.
Well, you know.
But we're going to do our anniversary weekend finally. So.
So it'll be life in the living this weekend for sure.
There will be.
But maybe not for like. Lunches and breakfast. I think we should.
We said that last year.
We
and
did.
Then just
we did.
Completely caved.
Not completely, but we did have like a pizza. Oh, that pizza at Italy. That was good.
And donuts.
And the donuts.
Yeah, we pretty much caved. It's okay to just admit that we failed.
We did cave, yeah. So. Did I have to work that morning, like after that one dinner? Was that last year I was working? And then like, you brought us donuts to reprieve.
Yeah.
That was last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. Anyways, yes.
Right. So that'll be fun, though.
That'll be
a
fun.
Lot of fun.
No, you should totally do it along the lakefront, though.
If there's anybody that has a ton of free time on Friday,
yeah.
And you want to come run 18 with me or a segment of the 18 or, I don't know, hand me water like an aid station. Hold up a sign cheering me on. Cowbells
are
welcome.
Need more cowbells.
That would be great.
Yeah, we should totally.
Yeah. So overall, though, the training is actually much better than I'm really giving credit for, right? Like,
You're doing well.
Fairly well. I don't like breaking up the run.
No,
but life happens.
Exactly.
And I have two more 18 milers and a 20 miler to do.
Oh, my gosh.
So it'll be fine.
And then you got to run like 26.2.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
I know. March 3rd.
Not that far away.
I know. Rob's going to join us.
Yes.
And that's going to be great.
Yes.
He's going to run that race with me.
Busy couple of months coming up here. Oh, Okay.
Well, it's good for you to process things on air, but not let it out. Just keep it in your head.
A lot going on.
All right. So the big topic for tonight's 2019 goals.
Yay.
And I see that you came with them written down.
Totally.
That you've thought about them.
Always.
We know you didn't have a one word, but do you have
goals? Wait.
Oh, did you like my new hashtag? Gretchen,
no, I didn't.
Gretchen doesn't need any stinking one word.
So wait, hold on. Hold on, wait. So, you know, we love the Facebook, right?
The Facebook. All right, early days.
We love the Facebook. And, you know, they always have like all these, you know, like, oh, what's your favorite, what's your, you know, spirit animal? What's this? What's this? Okay. So they had an app for what's your word for 2019.
Oh, did you do the app?
So I did.
App or?
Well,
like
it's one of those, like, basically, I don't, it's like an auto generated word.
Like
I mean,
a
you
quiz.
Don't, yeah. No, it's not even a quiz. It's literally an auto generated word.
So you press a
button. So I press a button and a word comes up for me. So hold on. I get
and you couldn't remember this.
No, I have too many pictures of the kids apparently. Wait, where is it? Hold on.
So you took a screenshot
phone? Oh, I did. Oh, so my word for 2019. Is joy.
Okay.
So it says, it gives you a little thing. It says, Gretchen, in 2019, you'll shed a lot of tears, but they will be tears of joy. All your hard work and sacrifices of 2018 will pay off in an incredible way, changing your life in ways you couldn't imagine.
Wow. That's pretty special.
Clearly Facebook knows me.
So are we using joy?
So we should use joy because Facebook tells
me. By default?
Me. By default. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
I did. I was getting a little worried at the beginning of it, though, when you said you would shed a lot of tears. Because Facebook knows we're married.
Right.
And so.
No. But they're tears of joy. So joy is my word.
Was that while I was on my road trip?
No, it was before. So it was right after we recorded. It was like literally the next day.
Oh, because the phone's listening and knows you didn't have a word.
Exactly. But I have to say.
Thanks, Zuckerberg.
Like a lot of people on my Facebook feed do this one word thing. I'm like shocked over it.
Hello, Oprah.
Oh, yeah. That's right? True. But it was like amazing. Like after, you know, on New Year's Day, my word. I'm like, man. I suck. And then I saw, hey, Facebook will generate a word for me. This is perfect.
So going back to Two Gomers Run for Their Lives.
Yeah.
A podcast that everybody,
yeah,
you know, should
pick up. We know your love.
Pick up.
Yeah, we know.
I'm unpaid, by the way. And actually, they prefer me to stop talking about it. But, you know, so they started, they have two one-word episodes. Each one of them takes an episode to talk about their one-word. Steven's one-word, like, it was so unbelievable and so, like, heartfelt. And he digs into the etymology of the word. He does a word study on it.
Wow.
It was an unbelievable episode. Look, I didn't do an entire episode dedicated to one words this year. We did a segment because I knew that you weren't really into it.
But now I do.
But now I.
But I, yeah.
Well, but I'm in. I felt so inferior after listening to what they did.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel that way a lot.
Yeah.
But in general, they're the gold standard to me.
Yeah.
But the way that they're just elevating those types of things is crazy.
Yeah.
His word, in case anybody, spoiler alert.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened, you can fast forward the 15 seconds or whatever here. His word was integrity.
Oh, nice. It's a good word.
But, and I was like, integrity. And then when he went through it and like how and why and what it means. Oh, sorry.
Second restraining order.
Great.
In the mail.
Stop sending us emails.
So, yeah. So there we go.
Well, the other thing he talked.
So now you got to come up with a new like hashtag joy. Gretchen really doesn't need one, but Facebook came up with one for her.
That's super long. I'm gonna summarize that with joy because she has to.
So.
All right. So did Facebook generate any goals
for
you?
No, they didn't. There was no goals from Facebook this year. So my goals, but I do have a few. So I
I'm gonna document it
live. Usually last year you went through the podcast and listened to us.
I know, I have a spreadsheet up this year.
Stop. Oh my goodness. So I wanna do a 10K this year.
What?
Wait, did I say 10 or 8? Wait. What 10K? Did I say last time? Wait, what did I say last time? No,
that's 10K is what I heard. What?
Wait, I think I went too far. I think I meant to say an 8K. I forgot those exist.
All right, let me give you two pieces to think about on this.
10K is like, that's a lot of miles. That's like 6 miles.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Two things to think about.
Right.
8K, not a common distance.
Oh, yeah.
Not easy to find a race, right? The two that I know of off the top of my head are in March.
Oh,
right?
No,
which
that's
you said
too cold. No.
Which you keep saying is way too early.
Too cold. That's too early.
So.
Yeah. Oh, but the Arboretum has a 10K, I think, like in, is that April or May?
They do. And there's also the 10K in Darien, the Darien Dash 10K.
Oh, the Darien Dash, yeah.
So there's.
So that's what I was thinking of, the Arboretum, but Darien might be flatter.
No.
No?
Well, a little bit, yes. But I mean, there's some incline, but a little flatter.
Yeah.
But I mean, the nice thing about the Arboretum is once you get up there, you gotta fly down them.
You gotta go down
the little rolling hill.
Do you do it twice? Is it a double loop?
No.
What do they do? Or is they just extend, like they make it a little longer?
Yeah, they just make it longer, okay. Basically. I mean,
you
kinda
did the 10K before. Yeah. Yeah. So we gotta look at the weekends. Look at the weekends.
Correct. I guess, so my second point is that an 8K is 5 miles.
Right.
Give or take.
Yeah.
And a 10K is 6.2. So,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, once you're there.
I decide I'll do a 10K. I'm going to run.
I was going to ask if you're going to run the whole
thing. Run the whole thing.
Really?
Yes. So, Andy, it's too cold right now, Andy. We got to look at it. Let's get it together.
Andy, I would. I don't know what you have to do to prepare for this, but I would just start doing that now, whatever it is.
Well, in all seriousness though, like I want to do it. We have to look at the weekends, find one that works out, but I honestly don't feel like I can do a lot of long running and stuff. I think that the way my timing and what I want to do works out good, because it'll be after your marathon when I really start to ramp up, because you need to focus on that. And you're going to have a lot of long runs, and we do have this mini child with us, you know, that she needs attention.
Right.
So your focus, like number one focus in this household, is your marathon. So I think my 10K, while it's just as important, obviously, I think it'd be good timing to have it later in like spring, so that because it's, you know, it's longer runs for me, which.
Yeah, I think the Darien Dash actually might work out really well. I mean,
when's that one?
It's in May.
Was that Mother's Day weekend or something like that? I don't know. But anyways, we'll look to see. We'll figure it out. But so 10K.
Wow.
Got that. Run. Running.
That's where
10K.
That's where I'm a little.
A little shocked?
Yeah.
A little shocked? Huh? Well, you know, I know I can walk it. I know I can run walk it. There's no challenge in that one.
Last year it was May 6th.
It was May 6th? Okay.
And they have not updated for this year yet.
That's warmer, so that's good. I think, but the Arboretum one I feel like is in April.
I think it is.
I feel like that one's in
April. I want to say it's maybe Earth Day.
Yeah, I feel like it's because you're running with the trees. Why Arboretum comes because I get, you know, you do one race there and they're like, oh, you should run every race here. So.
Well, you should.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I want to do we'll do the 5K again. Because I feel like that's become kind of a tradition for us. So,
April 14th. So it's significantly earlier.
That's a lot earlier. And that's, I think that's, that's Michaela's birthday. Isn't there something going on that weekend? I think Lily has a competition that weekend too. I'm not sure. So
she might.
It might have to be the Darien Dash just because of the timing. So
I think that's a much better. I mean, and the other thing is it doesn't have to. Like you can pick a weekend and find a 10K.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're not as everywhere as 5Ks, but they are in a lot of places.
Yeah.
It's
so
easy
to find.
So we
got to look at the weekend. So 10K. And then we'll do the Arboretum again.
I did not expect
Not expect the run? Huh?
Not a 10K.
Not a 10K. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure you told me you were not doing that.
I'm pretty sure I was going to do an 8, but now I feel like I got to do a 10 because I said that first. So, oh well. Damn it. So, yeah. So, I'll do that. And then I'll do the 5 again.
Well, okay. But I'm not
going to. But that's 2.
Okay.
Come on now.
So, a second race, the 5K.
5K. That's 2 running races in a year. Come on now. Give me. That's pretty big. And then I just have.
You know what we need to do?
What?
Neither one of these races, the 5K nor the 10K, have swag. Like, we need to find a medal.
I have a medal from the mountain.
I know, but that was a 5K medal. I want to get you a 10K medal.
Oh, well.
You want to go to the mountain?
No.
Okay.
I do not. Right. I'll walk the mountain again. I won't run it, though. So yeah, so there's those two, and then I have, so those are the fitness ones. I really want to, and this is not like a, I really want to get outside more this summer. Like, that's my goal. I want to get outside more. I feel like we did better this year a little bit. You know, Michaela and I, after school, she'd play outside. I would sit out there and read, and she'd play and stuff, and I feel like we did a little better with going outside, but I don't feel like it was enough. Like, I really want to spend more time outside in the the spring and summer, and, you know, try and get her to do like little hikes. So she does really well for short legs, because she's got my legs, short little legs. Like, she walked the whole Arboretum thing, you know, and up until the very end.
And that's the Illuminations.
And so that's a long way for those little legs, and it's cold and it's up some hills, and she did it. So I feel like we can take her on like mini hikes and stuff like that. And I just want to be outside more this
summer. The Arboretum's great for that too, because we could hike to Big Rock.
Right.
You know, you can do little other, you know, like little hikes to little areas.
Yeah.
So that's a good one to do.
Yeah. So I want to be, that's my goal for the spring, summer, fall, is to just be outside more, not be inside, you know, on a Saturday. She has stuff to do outside. She can play outside. We can read books outside. Like, there's no reason to be inside all the time. So,
well, even, yeah, when it comes to spring, we've got a fire pit now, too. Mm-hmm. So we can enjoy that.
I just want to, like not be tied to the ends. I just don't want to be inside as much.
Is that what it's called? The fire pit? Fire table?
I thought they'd call it a pit.
It's still a pit?
It's a table, but it's a pit. It's a pit table. Table pit. So that's another thing. And then just to continue getting our house homey, you know, I made some really good strides this year. You know, we got it painted, we got pictures hung up, I bought a couch, even though that was technically after the first of the year. So just continue with the home improvement and getting the house more homey, make it our own, get a shed. I really want to get a shed. Clean out the garage.
Cheryl, she should.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, just continue around the house stuff, which I actually, it's before we, you know, did our thing, but I actually made some starts on it. You know, I started on the, what is that? Our storage room. Started organizing that. While you were away, I did some minor things around the house to kind of get stuff together. And so that's what I got. So
all right.
I really did think. I just don't have, like, you know, 50 things.
Well, you shouldn't.
But I have, like, focused stuff that right. I really want to do and accomplish. And, of course, I would love to start selling stuff, but you know what?
I'm gonna get on that.
Okay. I'll let you do that one.
I need to do some. Well, I've got some things that I have actually value, right? That
right.
I need to.
Yeah.
That I need to do, and I think that's a worthwhile goal, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. We've got them documented.
Yeah.
Shorthand. I mean, I didn't do a lot of details or anything, but I didn't
do
a lot of detail for mine either.
No.
So.
I know. You have a list.
Well, it was much bigger. I've been trying to cull it down. And it's interesting. I know when I start a sentence with, I was listening to this podcast, it shocks everyone.
Right.
But I was listening to this podcast, and I've talked about Gretchen Rubin before. She's the one that does the 4 tendencies that
right.
we did, the little quiz.
Yep.
And the happiness project. So
mm-hmm.
she's got a podcast. I think it's called Happier with Gretchen Rubin. And so she has that, and her sister is on it.
Right. We've listened to
a
couple of them.
And her sister calls her Gretch, which you hate.
No.
So they have this 19 and 2019 thing.
Okay.
And I probably did have 19 or things or so, but wow. I've tried to cull the herd because that's part of focus, right?
Right. Yeah.
I need to focus.
Yes.
All right. So the first is, and I tried to be a little bit more specific this year, so we'll see how this goes over.
Okay.
The first one is, complete and enjoy my first marathon on 3-3 in Newport News, Virginia, the Newport News One City Marathon.
Yep.
I'm still waiting for more people to join me.
Keep saying it.
So that's number one.
Okay.
Number, I mean, and these are in no particular order. They're just, this is how I thought of them, right?
Right.
The next thing I have on the list is complete and enjoy a 50K in August at the Badger Trail Races.
Yes.
In Wisconsin.
Yes.
So this is the first time these races are being put on. It's not far away.
No.
In Wisconsin.
No.
And 10 Junk Miles, another podcast I love, and they're putting it on. So
gotta do it.
I felt like I wanted to be there.
Yeah.
So, and I know that I'm going to get to meet a lot of people I've never met, including our list. You know, one of our listeners, David Dushkin's going to be there.
Yep.
And who knows who else? But I'm looking forward to meeting the host of 10 Junk Miles.
So you can get another restraining order.
Probably. Well, yeah. I'm surprised. So one of the hosts, Siva, he's like a guest host, right? Mm-hmm. Siva, I yelled at him. At the Chicago Marathon.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You know, so there was that. And then I ping Scott Coomer, every once in a while. So
So you probably already do have a restraining.
Probably. And Scott's a lawyer, so.
Oh, yeah. So it's easy for him.
Right. Now, the next one I have failed at miserably so far. But the good news about these goals is that it's never too late to start, right? One of my favorite sayings is best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today.
Yep.
I didn't do this today, but it's still top of mind, which is to do strength training at least 2 times a week.
Yeah, you've been trying to get that in there.
I have been. It's good to have goals.
It's good to have goals.
Even when you fail. All right. And then I need to write more. I just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Whether I'm good at it or not, probably not, but I don't really care. I'm not good at this either. Keep doing it. So I have write at least one blog post per week to publish on Wednesday.
Wow. That's ambitious.
That would be 52 for the year, right? And what I really need to do is write when I feel the urge and then just
this
schedule
post,
them, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what you need to do.
So I like that though, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. That'll be good for you.
Yeah, I think it will be. So I did the first two.
Yeah.
And I think they're decent posts. I've actually gotten a lot of reaction to them so far. So, and by a lot, I mean like four people. Read at least 60 books by the end of the year.
Did you hit? You had a reading
52.
Book.
Yeah, and
did
I hit it.
Did you hit it? Okay.
I think I had 53 last year, but I didn't track it in any formal way.
Are you going to track it this year?
Yes, I joined Goodreads.
Oh.
So if anybody else is on Goodreads. I'm on now on Goodreads, and you could see what people read. So it's really cool because I've already gotten, like, I've looked at what some other people are reading. I'm like, ooh, that looks like pretty good. So I've read a nonfiction book and a fiction book so far, and I'm on another nonfiction book. So my guess is I'll end up 60, 40 or so nonfiction. Maybe even 70-30 to nonfiction, but I do like good fiction. And I read Ready Player One, and that got turned into a movie. The book was great. I haven't seen the movie, though. But the premise is that it's a future society where people are immersed in a virtual reality.
So like Matrix.
Well, not bodily. I don't know. I haven't seen them. I mean, Matrix, wasn't there pills? I haven't seen that in forever. So
yeah, it's been a long time.
But anyway, you know, they have this virtual, and everything's virtual reality, right? Like school can be, and they immerse. But the guy who made that world, you know, was a big 80s nerd. So it's all 80s references.
Oh.
And which is great.
That's cool.
That's when I grew up.
Yeah.
So... I was talking with somebody randomly in Huntsville about how like they've kind of adjusted the cutoffs for like millennials and
They have
Gen
recently.
X.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't think that you were Gen X before, but you are now. And my sister's, like, right on the cutoff. So, she's...
Yeah, I was, like, Y.
Yeah,
like
so
that.
They've got Gen X and then millennials, right? And the millennials are, like, born in, like, 81 or something.
Really?
And, yeah.
I thought they were, like, younger than that.
Well, if you think about it, if they were born in 81, they would have been 19 in 2000. So
yeah, I guess so.
I'm really good at math.
You're good.
So anyway, 60 books. And Ready Player One, love the book.
Okay.
The other ones are a little bit more esoteric that I'm trying to get my head around.
Okay.
So maybe you can help me.
Okay.
I've got, you know, something about being a more positive factor that impacts those around me, right? Like family, friends, community. Like, I don't feel I'm positive enough. So I need to put that out there.
Okay.
And a corollary to that is to work on that positivity internally first.
Right.
Right. And step one of that, stop complaining so much. So I really have worked on that, and I don't know if it'll be noticeable or not, but I feel that I've complained less since I got back from my little trip.
Okay.
I've only had like one thing that has really bothered me since I got back, and that's pretty good because I usually would have like one an hour. But even like tonight was a really good example when I had to stop and grab something to eat.
Right.
The place was just a disaster. It was a hot mess. Like,
yeah.
It was terrible and took forever. And I watched like my stuff sit, couldn't get anybody's attention. And normally I would have gotten mad or upset about it, but I didn't. I'm just like, wow, this place has issues. I hope that they fix them.
Yeah.
And I got my stuff and left.
Okay.
That's huge for me.
That is big.
I know that's normal for like 99% of the population.
Very true. Very true.
So look, really what I'm saying is I'd like to be more normal. And this one is really interesting, and I hope others kind of think about this one too. Stop using qualifiers when I'm talking about my progress. So it wasn't my fastest, but, you know.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know I'm slow, but.
Right.
I think we have way too many qualifiers in the world.
Yeah.
And I see it all the time on running message boards and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Message boards.
Back in the 90s.
Wow. Dating myself.
Dating.
So that's like what I've culled down to, though.
Okay.
So I had a much bigger list.
Oh, wow.
I have many things swimming in my head.
Yeah.
So some of these I'll accomplish, and I don't know, like, at that point if I'll just kind of
add something in,
depending on what's going on. So that's where I'm at.
Those are good ones.
One of them that I don't have on here, but really I think I'm going to add it, is I want to figure out a way to find a charity that I connect with to volunteer.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what that's going to be yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been working on a family kind of charity project, and maybe that'll stir something. I mean, I found some really cool things. It's just, what am I going to do to actually take that step?
Right.
And I would love for it to be something that the kids could get into also, and you.
Yeah,
and
that would be great.
So I want to work on that. I used to volunteer.
Yeah.
And I haven't done it in years.
Yeah.
So I kind of miss doing it. And I think that's one way to give back, right? In that positive force that I was talking about.
Yep. Kind of goes together.
Yeah, a little bit. So... yeah, so that's 2019 goals. Now, we asked listeners what their goals were.
Yeah.
And we did get some people to share.
Wow, nice.
And so you should count how many people these are, because that's how big our audience may be now. So we have Tracy, who I met at the Shamrock Shuffle 8K last year.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And she's...
that's too early, too. It's too cold. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Which, anyway... half marathon in October.
Nice.
Our friend of the show, Kevin.
Kevin.
Stop making fun. Stop ripping Pete so much. This is a weird goal. Half marathon PR in the spring.
But he retired.
From marathoning. He's trying to get faster. He just doesn't understand. Shorter distances.
I need to have a talk with him about what retirement means.
And then he has unsure as to what insanity I may attempt this fall.
Ah, that's the 50K with you.
I don't think he's coming to that.
Oh.
But there may be other things on the horizon.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the trails are a calling.
Oh, boy.
Our friend Dave Dushkin. Mm-hmm. He says, Happy New Year's, kids, and all 14 of us listeners. Here's to a great 2019 for everyone and their families. For me, it is pretty simple. 60 pounds and finding that finish line that has escaped me for too long.
You can do it.
I think he's on his way. He's got some really interesting ways that he goes about his goals. If you want to, you know, follow him on social, I think David does a really good job.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. Now, the next one, I have to, since we are a PG to PG-13 yes. show, we have to be careful. But
make
Jocelyn,
sure you bleep it out.
Jocelyn has no more
blank
injuries. It started with an F. And, you know, she's going through a rough patch with this injury stuff. So, I mean, top of mind is making sure that we send positive thoughts and prayers out to Jocelyn to get this stuff taken care of. So,
yes.
Definitely a big one. Larry, who I didn't even know he knew we had a podcast. More trail and an attempt at a 50K trail over 12 hours.
Wow.
I love that.
I'd
be there. Michelle is telling us more endurance and speed via strength cross training, which hopefully translates to a 2 hour, 15 minute half and keep my knee happy and healthy. So a lot of stuff about preventing injury.
Right.
A lot of half marathons here.
Yeah.
Which I like. A little speed.
Yeah.
Because a half marathon is something that you can still look at how fast you're going,
right?
Like a little bit easier than a marathon, so you get better at them.
Yeah.
Right? Megan, I hope to run a sub 8 mile.
Ugh. The heck. I run a sub hour mile.
I like this goal. I mean, Megan's been working on her speed now for a while. She's been doing Masters track events and everything. So
oh, that's cool.
It's been really cool to watch her journey, and she's gotten way faster. I like that goal. I might try to hit that as one of my goals at some point, and maybe in the not too distant future, because I think getting fast in a mile is kind of fun. Like, it basically, like when you start, it should hurt,
right.
And then it should hurt some more, and then it keeps hurting, and then you finally get finished. But it should hurt the entire time if you're running it right.
Okay.
Not something you'd be interested in.
No.
Her second part of this, I also plan to do a 50K at a 12-hour endurance race. I wonder if her and Larry are going to the same endurance event.
Maybe.
Could be. Both
suburbs. Oh, but he was saying trail, though, so.
Hers could be, too.
Yeah.
Most of those are on trails.
Oh, okay.
When they're endurance like that. Not all of them, but a lot of them. A lot of sub-30 people.
Yeah.
So that's a great group if you're looking for some support. Susan Hurd, former interviewee on FMC.
Former guest, yes.
I'm going to see what happens. Hopeful for a new half PR late in 2019. Now, remember, right before we interviewed her, she had been struck by a car.
Right.
Broken ankle. and she's been recovering since. So,
yes. So that would be great.
Yeah. That's been awesome. Also, guest on the show, our good friend Jen.
Yeah.
Continue to eat healthy, get stronger, and hopefully get my butt back.
Did she lose it?
She lost her booty somewhere. She's got to find her booty. Ryan, 3 goals. Now we're getting insane. And he spells his name like Ryan Sandberg.
Okay.
Just so you know. I think we met him at the meetup. I want to say we met him.
Oh, okay.
3 goals. First, triathlon.
Okay.
50K and 70.3. So that would be that's a half Ironman triathlon.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy.
You are insane, but more power to you.
Right.
Better you than me.
Right. And then finally we have Deva, who is also been a little bit on the injury
yeah.
train. A lot of injured foxes. She's a fellow fox also. So if I run a 5K, I will be beyond happy. what I love about that is it puts it in perspective, right?
Yeah.
When you can't do it. So
I'm okay with not being able to do it, but you know.
I think everybody knows. So some really good some really good listener goals out there. And, you know, I put out a call for guests for like a nutrition way of eating roundtable. I did get a couple of vegetarians to respond, not local though.
Okay.
Although I'd love for one or both of them to be on it at some point, and maybe even for this.
Yeah, because we might not be able to find anyone local.
Because nobody local contacted me, so either nobody's listening locally.
Or they're afraid.
Or I don't know why they'd be afraid. I mean, so it's an open invitation to come in studio, which means into our basement, to sit with us alone in our basement.
I mean, yeah, why wouldn't you be afraid?
It's a safe space. This is getting creepier by the minute.
Yeah, we should stop now.
But if you are if you're a vegetarian or a vegan, I'd love to talk with you about it in a roundtable discussion. We have people that we can get on the phone or on Skype too, so that's great. But I'd really also love somebody who's like staunchly calories in, calories out, kind of the more traditional way of dieting,
right?
Or way of eating. I'd really love somebody that really believes in that and it's worked for them or whatever.
Yeah.
To come on too, and that would be great. So if you're local, awesome. If not, you know, still ping me and I'll see. I have no idea how to do multiple people on the Skypes, but I'm sure it's not that difficult.
I don't think it's that hard. I think you just say, because I've done it with my dad and my brother. We've done it together. It's just you just add people, essentially.
Yeah, I think where it gets tough is people
talk over each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
We need like a fiber high-speed internet connection all around. So that does it. So it's been a long episode. It's almost an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know why people sit through this stuff.
I don't know either. They're crazy.
All right, you got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Then we're going to wrap up. You've been listening to episode 60 of the Fat Man Chronicles. Music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. Please go and subscribe on your favorite podcast app. And if you could lead us a rating and review. Oh, wait, there's a review.
Oh, that's right. You said we had a review last time, too.
I forgot. Right. And so I need to get to the review real quick. So now it's going to be over an hour.
Because it's going to take you like 20 minutes to get to the review.
It might, but if you leave us a rating and review, it actually will get read live on the air, regardless of how many stars. I mean, we like 5.
Yeah.
But a 1-star review of our show actually could probably be pretty funny. All right. So the last review was left by, I'm guessing it's former guest Amy. Because I believe it says Swimmer Amy here. It does. It says Swimmer Amy. Gretchen and Pete are fun and interesting to listen to. The ease of their conversation will make you feel like you are chatting with them over the backyard fence. Oh, like Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah, Wilson.
And Wilson, right. Lots of great knowledge is shared about racing and running, food and wine, and balancing life. Most importantly is the honest, down-to-earth inspiration and encouragement they give their listeners every week. This podcast is a great use of time. That was really nice.
It
what
was
are you
so
doing?
Nice.
That is a terrible noise to make.
What a great use of time. That's awesome. I love it.
That's pretty cool.
That's
awesome. I'm not sure there's a bigger compliment. So.
No, that's an awesome compliment. I just think it's funny. It's like people really do enjoy.
I thought you were about to do Sally Field.
No.
All right. So leave a rating or review. That would be awesome. You can go to fatmanchronicles.com and subscribe if you want to see the stuff that I write. And finally, we have to thank our patrons.
Yes.
And we thank Amy, John, Rob, Christine, Linda, and Julie.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Thank you all.
That's it. Everyone, go out, hit some goals, and be better today.